It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Yeah. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 80.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here, checking out the series. I do hope you hit that subscribe button while you're hanging around. I do three new interviews every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can do so at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or again, anywhere you get your podcast from, subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. That's me, Kyle Meredith, today catching up with G-Eazy. He's back with a brand new single called Tulips and Roses, and we're going to dive into that and get to hear about the upcoming album. He'll tell us, well, how the last couple of years have been personally tough on him after going through some burnout, a failed project, and losing his mom. And we'll talk about being able to walk away. You know, it's not easy for an artist, but it does become important at some point, and how living in Paris sort of led to a bit of the turning everything around. G-Eazy is also going to discuss sampling Gabriels, one of my favorite artists of the past year or so, his appreciation of 30s and 40s music, and becoming part owner of the Oakland Roots. All that and more. We're talking Tulips and Roses. It's Kyle Meredith with G-Eazy.
Yes, yes, yes. Hello. How are you, brother? Good to see you again.
Yeah, welcome back. Let me say first off, I know it was only, I think it just a couple of years ago, we were talking about covering David Bowie and that release. And and then you kind of stepped away for a minute again, and now back with a brand new single. And it's one, you put so much into this song, so much story to tell. I know you're probably building toward an album again. I'm like, I don't know what else he has to say at this point, but...
life is ongoing, creativity is ongoing, and you know, it's just kind of like these are journal entries and then different chapters of the biography of, you know, my life. And you know, this is it's been an interesting You know, it's been a challenging, interesting, tumultuous, up and down, unusual. Just, you know, the last few years, I mean, for everybody, including, you know, obviously what we all went through, and then, you know, just kind of creatively and professionally, I leading up to the pandemic and all that, I was beginning to feel a bit burnt out, and just that was, you know, I'd been going a long time, man. It's grueling. And you know, and then I took that left turn and wanted to capitalize on COVID and do something, take this risk and do something experimental, and you know, and then you know, tried to get back to, you know, work and put out my last album, and it was a humbling experience that not really working. You know, and that just I just and then losing my mom, man, I just needed to just pump the brakes and just step back and just kind of like just take a second to breathe. Step away and take a second to live, you know, and just allow myself some time to grieve and heal, and also just, you know, reevaluate a lot of things in life and, you know, professionally, creatively. And this song in particular was, it really felt like the moment that, like, you know, that breathed life back into my energy, my force, my, you know, my creativity, my direction, my identity. And all of a sudden I felt like, okay, yeah, this feels good again. And here we are.
Yeah, I salute any, you know, artists who they don't mind putting the hitting the pause, because so many of them that you know, oh, content, content, content. It's got to be nonstop, you know, and to do that. But of course, you look at people like, you know, Sade and Fiona Apple, and they'll walk away for 10 years, and you
Oh
know, it's...
man, yeah. Frank Oceans of the world, you know,
Right.
and you know, a part of me sometimes kind of envies that, can't help but envy that, you know, that ability to, like, you know, to just step away. And I don't know what they do, the Andre 3000s of, you know, like, but maybe they live, you know, and they recalibrate and they experience. And you know, I mean, art is a reflection of what you experience and live through. And you know, and you channel that into your creative output. But unless you're allowing yourself time to feel things and live, and you know, it just occurred to me that, like, you know, for over a decade, life isn't, for you know, most of us, just like tour buses and, you know, like getting on stage in front of thousands of strangers every night, and then, you know, being whisked off to a nightclub to, you know, get paid to hold a bottle of alcohol and perform again for people, and then get on a tour bus and drive to the next city and do it all over again. And you know, these are things that I'm extremely grateful for, and that, you know, are roller coasters of experiences and all that. But that's not like life, you know, for most. And I needed to step away, and you know, especially after losing my mom, but to just take time to, you know, to live a bit, to travel, and to just really be.
And part of that story, I guess, is Paris. How did you, well, why did you end up landing in Paris?
Well, Paris, I mean, I've always had a you know, a romantic affair with Paris. I've loved that city for as long as I can remember. My mom took me there. It was the first place out of the country I ever went when I was 15. And she introduced me to it, and just the architecture that, you know, she would always tell me growing up, how the most beautiful women in the world are in Paris. And you know, it's like, I mean, there's so much history, and there's so much to appreciate there. But I had this gap of time, this window, and I was in Europe already playing shows, and I just said, you know what, instead of going back to the States right now, I want to stay overseas. I want to stay in Paris for a bit, and get back in the studio, and let me try writing here, you know, instead of writing in the factory of LA, you know, going to the studio every single day with different producers. It's like speed dating. It's like, you know, it's like working with all these people I've never met before, and you know, trying to come up with a song on the spot. And you know, instead I'm like, I wanted to leave all that and go work, you know, basically on my own in Paris, and just see what happened. And that was the first thing I wrote when I got there.
It was fun watching you on, you know, online every day, Twitter and all that, when you kind of say something about it. Like there are times last year you say just walking around with, you know, old French music in your ears, and like that is one of those places I
That
feel
was the
like, you
week I
know,
was, yeah, it was probably the week I was doing it.
right, really leaning into that romantic idea of the culture.
And that's what it is. Yeah, I mean, I think there is a romance with the idea of, you know, certain things, especially as an outsider. You know, I'm not French. I'm not, you know, I've just appreciated it from afar. But you know, you think the Moulin Rouge shows and the I'm partial to Crazy Horse, that's my favorite, but but French music and the theater and the arts and the history and and everything, and the literature, and but I leaned into that and just romanticized it as much as could be, and allowed myself to feel it.
And we'll be right back right after this.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with G-Eazy. We hear a little bit of that music, maybe unintentionally, in because you sample Gabriel's. Now, Gabriel's is not a French band, but
there is a like a feeling that feels, it's hard to explain, and it's like, but there's this big epic cinematic or like classical orchestral feel, obviously, with their strings, and the soulfulness of his voice is just, I mean, undeniable. And and so you do kind of get this feeling like that, that for some reason, I don't know, feels for reason, even if it's not,
No, I love that group. I wasn't actually familiar with that track, and I know it's, I think it's one of their most, popular ones and everything. I jumped on, I think, right after that with Love and Hate, when that single came out. So when it started, I thought first you were sampling something old. Like,
yeah,
I love
yeah.
it when, artists, I really do love it when artists, go back and they'll take something from the 30s and 40s, because.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, I love 30s and 40s jazz and, the natural kind of distortion that comes from the recording technology of back then. And, early in my career, when I was still in college, I'd put out a project where I was sampling mostly 50s and 60s doo-wop, and old soul stuff. And I think there's just a, I don't know, I love happy sad as a quality in music. And I also love just, the recording technology of, those eras and the natural distortion it gives the music and just the general feel of it. But I also love juxtaposition and, bringing that and then matching it with, with drums and rap verses and, kind of making it contemporary.
That's something I've always liked about your music, and I'm trying to figure out how to say this without sounding like I'm slamming somebody else, but your music is always, it feels like it's rooted in something real every time. I mean, anybody can grab the drum machine, or the synth those type of samples, and people do, they do it a lot, but I always kind of get something else from yours. Like it needs to be rooted in that. I mean, why, I don't know if that feels like it's important to you, but to me, it feels like it's important to you.
No, I couldn't say that, man. I appreciate you so much for saying that. I think ultimately, look, I work in the music business, but I always fight for the fact that the word music comes first. It's not, we don't call it the business of music. We call it the music business more often than not. But nonetheless, we live at the intersection of art and commerce. And, it's tough sometimes because, I, as much as most of us would love to just make the art we want to make all day and every day and just be free to be creative as we want and explore and express and all that, but that is a luxury, and I was talking to somebody else about this recently, but like, when your back's against the wall, you do have to succeed. Rent has to be paid. You have to, especially when you're working with a lot of people who are counting on you. And so I get the the drive and the push on the business end to to be as successful as possible. But at the same time, I fight for what matters the most at the end of the day to me is leading with honesty and leading with your heart when you go to create. And if your heart's in it, then
you're still making great arts. And that's the important part right here. So I do believe that. So, there is this line in Tulips and Roses where you say something in my spirit woke up, You go away and you have to put your life back in order. You have to put the business back in your personal life. When was that turning point? Is there a moment that you can look at and go, okay, there's where it is. There's now I'm ready.
I mean, it was almost that morning writing that song, and it was like, I was waiting for something to hit me, like waiting for that inspiration to strike again, the lightning to hit. And and also it's like, we all work. I'm lucky enough to get to enjoy the overwhelming majority of my work. Of course, it's not all. But there's people who go to work at CVS. There's people who go to work at factories. There's people who go to work on assembly lines. And it's like we work, and it's a privilege to get to do what I do for work. And I was able to offer myself a kind of sabbatical, or like a break, so to speak. But at the same time, it's like, okay, like I'm a grown ass man, and it's time to get back to work. And I'm lucky enough to been for the chance to wait for it to really, really hit me. And in that moment, it was like, okay, yeah, now it's time to get back. And yeah, it's this is clicking again.
So if that's the launch moment right there, writing this song, The Tulips and Roses, what can you tell me about the rest of the set? Because I mean, this is leading to something bigger. I mean,
No, we're finishing up the album right now. And what Tulips represents, that I'd say is on the rest of the record, is just, it was me having fun again, being myself again, being honest again, and just getting back to basics. And just making music because I love making music. And that's really it.
and we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with G-Eazy. Well, what's the music side of it like? I mean, again, with this one, we sort of get that, like, the Gabriel's thing, and it's putting me in Paris and everything. Like, and again, I've got to nerd out about, Bowie before. Like, I love hearing where you're coming from musically, because I know it seems to hit my lane at least some points.
No, the musicality side, I'd say, there's a lot of samples, which is something I've always loved doing. Really unique, soulful samples in there that, that you wouldn't expect. That's always been kind of a trademark of mine. There are indie influences and alternative influences. There's some big choruses and a lot of storytelling on the verses side, about love and about loss. I do talk about my mom on the album. I talk about falling in love on the album. And I also, get back to get back on my bullshit. I call that the bat. That's the Batman music. That's like driving in the Batmobile's soundtrack.
You do that with stuff well too. You do.
Thank you.
And it's interesting, and you've sort of probably already answered this a little bit with what we're talking about, but especially with, one of your last projects being a sequel to where you started, does that sort of make this kind of a clean slate in a way?
This is a clean slate. This is the beginning of my second act, almost. I think that's maybe I'd never said that, but I think I may have just stumbled on that's yeah, I think that's kind of what it is.
Yeah, it's so rare that we can actually bookend things in that kind of way, it's
But I think if you study, artists' like career arcs, and I think these things actually do happen more often than not, that you need to tie up some loose ends and then let that go. And then now move into this phase, this chapter, this part of your career.
And I know outside of music, you got plenty going on too. I was looking down here, Oakland Roots. Looks like that's a new project for you. What is your participation there? What are you doing?
Well, I'm a part owner in the Oakland Roots, which I'm very proud to say. I'm hoping and praying that we get to keep the A's in Oakland. But we lost the Warriors to San Francisco, and the Raiders moved to Las Vegas. And the Oakland Roots, which is a minor league soccer team, is fully fully as Oakland as it gets. And I love the merch, I love the culture, I loved everything about it. And I got looped in and was fortunate enough to get to invest and get involved. And I'm not just a passive investor. I want to be, actively involved. And that means, merch collabs with the jerseys and, going to games and performing at halftimes, stuff like that. Just be really, really visibly involved, because I believe in it wholeheartedly.
Yeah, something about, and reinvesting in the community was something like that too. And, the other side of that was the Endless Summer Fund, because I feel like that's sort of part about all of that, about reinvesting
Absolutely.
In the community.
No, I mean, it's everything. I mean, you have to stay tied in and stay grounded and stay involved and give back. And, otherwise, you drift away and you can lose, parts of yourself. And, it's just, for me, it's a no-brainer, and it's a privilege to get to give back or to get to be involved with things like Elk and Roots, so.
Glad to hear it. And again, I love hearing what we've got so far with Tulips and Roses. Seriously, man, I can't wait to hear what the rest of this album is about. You've set it up in such a way that I'm on board. I'm always on board, but I'm especially this time.
Thank you, dude. Thank you always.
And my thanks to G-Eazy. The new single is called Tulips and Roses. Search deeper in this podcast and you'll find our interview from last year, the year before, but recently anyway. Just search Kyle Meredith with G-Eazy. Thanks to you for checking out the episode again. I do hope you hit that subscribe button before you get out of here. Again, I'll give you 3 new interviews every single week. New ones every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artists. And discover the new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org. It's where I hang out every weekday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. You'll get new music, lots of classics, bonus interviews, music news, and a whole lot more. That's every weekday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all 3 of them. The address is at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Absolutely. And it's early for a vampire to be awake right now.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.